The Mishnah of Yehuda said that Shacharis can be davened until the fourth hour. Does that mean including the fourth hour? Does that mean up until, but not including the fourth hour? When he says ad, does he mean ad v'ad bechlal or not? In the next part of the Mishnah, he says that mincha can be davened until ad plaga mincha. If ad is an v'ad bechlal, then that means he can daven until the end of plaga mincha, which is until the evening, until nighttime, which would really be the shita of the Tanakama of the Chachomim. And there would be no machlokes. Clearly, when he says ad, it means ad v'loyad bechlal. If when he says ad, he means ad v'loyad bechlal, that would mean when he says that musaf can be davened until ad, the seventh hour, that means not including the seventh hour, which would mean it has to be done musaf by the end of the sixth hour. Which would mean he holds that musaf can only be davened until chatzos. The problem is that he gives a shita that when you have a time that you can either daven musaf and mincha, the time that you can daven musaf and mincha, which goes first? And Rabbi Yehuda gives a shita, you should daven musaf first. But if he holds ad v'loyad bechlal, that means that musaf has to be done by chatzos, and mincha, the earliest to daven, is a half hour after chatzos. It can never happen that it's at the same time you're presented with the opportunity to daven both. So therefore, it must be that ad v'ad bechlal. And that's why musaf is the entire seventh hour, which is why the second half of the seventh hour is where it's possible to have to daven musaf and mincha, which shows that he holds ad v'ad bechlal. So clearly he holds ad v'ad bechlal. When he says that mincha can be daven ad plaga mincha, he means until the first half of plaga mincha, meaning up to and including the first half of plaga mincha, but not the second half of plaga mincha. So it never gets to the erev, it never gets to the night. It's only up to and including the first part of plaga mincha. Rav Nachman says, in fact, in the Braisa, we see that that's what Rabbi Yehuda means, that he means ad. When he says ad, he means ad v'ad bichlal. Rav Kahana says, we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda since the Mishnah in Idius says like Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah said, tefillas v'mincha, ad ho'erev.
Rav Chista asked, do we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda over here also, legabe mincha, that you can only daven mincha until plaga mincha? Rav Chista ended up answering, since we find that Rav daven mayriv for a Friday night Ma'ariv, Shabbos Ma'ariv, he davened early on when it was still daytime on Friday, after Plag, it must be that we hold a Rabbi Yehuda, because after Plag, since you're not allowed to daven Mincha anymore, it has already began the time for davening Ma'ariv. Murray asked, maybe since Rav Huna and the Rabbanon did not daven Ma'ariv Friday night until it was dark, so maybe you see that we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Murray says, since we don't have a clear halacha either, like either way, if you do like one, like the Rabbanon, it's fine. If you do like Rabbi Yehuda, it's fine. Rav was by Geneva and he davened the Ma'ariv for Friday night when it was still light on Friday. And Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba was davening behind him. And Rav did not go back three steps after Shemana Esrei until Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba finished his Shemana Esrei. From here we learn three things. Number one, we learn that you can daven the Friday night Ma'ariv even when it's still daytime and still light on Friday. Number two, we learn that a Talmud is allowed to daven right behind his Rebbe. And number three, we learn that it's also to walk in front of someone who's still davening. And where it explains that means it's also to go within the four amas of someone in front of someone who's davening. We have learned that a Talmud is not allowed to daven behind his Rebbe. Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba was different because he was a Talmud chaver. It seems that Rav would not do malacha after he davened the Shabbos davening, even though it was still Friday, light on Friday. We find that Rebbe did, because we find that Rebbe once after he davened the early Ma'ariv, he still went and into the Shvitz, or into the bathhouse, really, which means that he didn't hold it with Shabbos, he went to take a bath. Gemara says he only went in to take a Shvitz, and a Shvitz at that point is only a Gzeirah d'Rabbanan, and this was before the Gzeirah d'Rabbanan against taking a Shvitz on Shabbos. Abaya once allowed Rav Dimi to do malacha after he davened Ma'ariv early because he davened Ma'ariv only because it was a mistake, it was cloudy, he thought it was night, but in truth it wasn't, so therefore he allowed him to do work afterwards. Once happened that a whole group of people were davened Ma'ariv on Motzai Shabbos, thinking it was Motzai Shabbos, and it turned out it was too early, it was just cloudy, and they did not make them re-daven Ma'ariv. That's because they didn't want to be Matriach a whole tzibur. Chiyav Avin said Rav would daven early on, daven the Ma'ariv of Shabbos early on Friday, and he could even make Kiddush afterwards when it was still during the day. And Rav Yoshia would daven early Motzai Shabbos Ma'ariv when it was still day on Shabbos, and he also could make Havdalah, obviously not with the Ner, but he could make Havdalah ala Kois, even though it was still day afterwards as well. The Mishnah said, Tfilas ha'erev ein lakeva. If that just means that you can daven a whole night, why did the Mishnah say you can daven a whole night? What does it mean, ein lakeva? The Mishnah is teaching that Tfilas Ma'ariv is only a Dvarashus, it's not a Choyva, which we find as Machlaikis, where Gamliel says that Tfilas Ma'ariv is a Choyva, and Rabbi Yeshua says it's actually a Rishus. Bayapath paskins that it's a Choyva, but Rava paskins it's a Rishus. Gemara brings down a long brisa where a certain Talmud asked Rabbi Yeshua whether Tfilas Ma'ariv is a Rishus or a Choyva, and he said it's a Rishus. The Talmud then went to Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel told him it's a Choyva. The Talmud told him that Rabbi Yeshua said it's a Rishus. He said, let's wait to see what happens when all the Talmid Chacham come into Beis Medrash. When they all came, Rabbi Gamliel asked, is it a Choyva or a Rishus? And Rabbi Gamliel said, it is a Choyva. He said, does anyone argue? Everyone said they don't argue. He asked Rabbi Yeshua, but I heard that you said that it's a reshus. He told Rabbi Yeshua to stand up. And Rabbi Yeshua said, I can't deny it because obviously I did tell that to someone. Rabbi Gamliel left him standing and continued on with the shir until the people were so upset that they had the meturgman stop giving the shir. And they said, this is already the third time that Rabbi Gamliel is being mitzayer, Rabbi Yeshua. It's time to remove him from the nasi. They said, who should we put in as nasi? We can't put Rabbi Yeshua because he's involved in this maisa. We can't put Rabbi Akiva because he doesn't have schus avos and may get punished because when Rabbi Gamliel feels bad and he won't have schus avos to protect him. Let's give it to Rabbi Lozen Razaria because he is a chacham and will know how to paskin. He's wealthy, so he'll know how to deal with the government. And he's a 10th generation from Ezra, so he has chus avos. They went and offered him the position as the Rosh HaYeshiva. He said, I'm going to go ask my wife. His wife said, maybe they will move you too. He said, it's better to be for a short time than not to be at all. His wife said, but you have no white hair, so no one will respect. That day was his 18th birthday, and there was a nace that he got 18 rows of white hair in his beard. This is what he meant when he famously said, Hari ani kiven shivim shana.